Hi, this is Curly Yams, and I'm doing a questionnaire. It's called Weirdo Questionnaire by Moth Morgue. And okay, let's get started. The first question asks, do you have full-on conversations with yourself? Yes, I do. I love talking to myself. I've been told it's really weird, but I mean, who doesn't talk to themselves? And like, I love talking to myself. Because I always listen to myself. At least I'm listening to myself. Well, sometimes. Okay, so it continues asking, what's the best conversation you've had? So, with myself, it's so dumb. Like, I really love watching Pride and Prejudice, and I've read the book. It's freaking hilarious. So much sarcasm. It's freaking awesome. So, I would just kind of like recite the lines to myself and talk to myself, like saying one line and then the other line and then the other line and then the other line, just laughing to myself. Like one would be like Mr. Bennett and Mrs. Bennett, and yeah, it's just freaking hilarious because he's so sarcastic. If you actually catch it, it's so full of sarcasm sometimes. It's freaking hilarious. Okay. Continue on. It asks, has anyone ever caught you doing this? Yes, my mom always catches me doing it. She's just like, the heck? Like, I would just be like talking to myself and I'll just be laughing, like, ha. I mean, I don't laugh, actually laugh like that, but yeah, I would be laughing my obnoxious laugh. She'd just be like, oh my gosh, so weird. Yeah, but my aunt has caught me doing it too, and she's just like, oh, you're so weird. Anyways, yeah, it just I just get called weird. Okay, second question, do you like to people watch? Yes, I love people watching because people are interesting. Okay, and the next question is, I mean, the next question to the question is, what's the most interesting thing you've seen a person or people do? So I just like watching if people walk in groups or if they walk by themselves and what they do and how they like walk, if they walk next to each other or if they walk behind each other. So if I watch a single person, what I look at out for is like how they walk, like their stride in walking, if they're touching their phone, and if they're gonna bump into someone, I'm always like, dude, stop looking at your phone, stop looking at your phone. You're gonna bump into someone, you're gonna bump into someone, and I'm gonna laugh at you. Something like that. And if it's people, I like to watch, as I already said, if they walk next to each other and if they're talking, if they talk to each other but look straight ahead or actually look at each other and talk and see if, they're gonna bump into other people. So basically, oh my gosh, I didn't even answer the question, but I mean, if I was gonna answer, the most interesting thing is, oh my gosh. So I just basically rambled for like 2 minutes, a minute. So the most interesting thing, okay, that I've seen people do is if they pay attention. Okay, there you go. If they pay attention to their surroundings and how they kind of react. And some people just kind of like have that face, like, oh shit. Which, I mean, oh gosh. It's just amusing because I can relate to that too. Okay, third question. Do you ever just laugh and smile for no reason? Not really, because I'm always thinking about something if I do laugh and smile. Yeah, so no. Fourth question, have you ever seen a dead body? Yes. And it says, talk about the experience. It's kind of personal. And I might cry. No, I'm not gonna cry. I'm just joking. But it is kind of personal. A person very close, this person very close to me, passed away, and I, not knowing that that person was already dead, I called the ambulance. Well, I called 911 and started performing CPR, but stupid me, I didn't open the curtains and didn't realize that person was already passed. And the ambulance, they came and they opened the curtains, and that was when I realized, yeah, that person was already dead. So yeah, so basically my experience is traumatic, sadness, and shock, definitely. I didn't really start bawling my eyes out until my best friend came, and I just, yeah, really bawled my eyes out. Yeah, so sorry for the feels there. Okay, let's continue. Next question. Do you like the sound of screaming, whether from pleasure, fright, anger, etc.? Why or why not? Yes, because... Well, yes and no. It depends how the person screams. If it's like an annoying scream, I'm just like, ew. But I mean, you can't really change how people scream. I mean, if they're genuinely screaming, then, I mean, you know. Anyways, I mean, okay, so from pleasure, screaming, yes, because it's genuine fright. Yes, because sometimes I like scaring people, which is really mean of me, but I like scaring people sometimes. Anger, yes. Okay, so basically, to sum it up, I like the sound of screaming. I mean, I don't like torturing people to listen to them scream, but I mean, I don't think it's annoying. It's just kind of shows their genuineness, I guess. Whereas, like, you know, I mean, reacting from something, it's natural for some people to scream. So, yeah, that's my answer. Okay, next question. If you found out that your lover was a serial killer, what would you do? Okay, first of all, I wouldn't have a lover, so... Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, imagining, yeah, if there was, like, plain evidence, I'll be like, I don't know if I should consult the person first, but if, you know what, yeah, I would consult the person first. I would tell them, you know, you should turn yourself in. Okay, here's a cheesy line. If you really love me, you should turn yourself in, because what you're doing is, it's not right. You're killing people. And you know what? They probably won't listen to me, because, I mean, if you're killing people, if you're a serial killer, you're killing because you have a motive. And you wouldn't really have sympathy for people. You wouldn't even empathize with people. So you know what? Fuck it. I would just call the cops and be like, yeah, my lover's a serial killer. But, I mean, yeah, there you go. Because at the end of the day, you know, the people who, that my lover killed, I mean, they're someone's child, husband or wife, friend, you know. So, I mean, they're someone too. So, okay, wow, that got really deep. Okay, next question. You can only ask the devil one thing. What would you ask him? If he really likes music, because he's Lucifer, right? And he used to sing. Oh my gosh, I should know this because I went to church. Oh, goodness, shame on me. Yeah, but if he really likes music and, like, what kind of music he likes... Which is kind of stupid. I mean, it's not stupid, but I mean, that's what I would ask. But I'm pretty sure, like, I only imagine chanting, like, creepy chanting. But okay, next question. Has anyone ever called you creepy? How did that make you feel? Yes, I've been called creepy before, but only by my friends. And so, like, they called me creepy after. Well, my best friend called me creepy after I kind of, like, Facebook stalked this guy I used to like in junior high. Because I wasn't being creepy. In my defense, I was being curious. So there's a difference. I mean, I don't like him anymore. I was just like curious. I was like, I wonder how he's doing. I guess that is kind of creepy. Anyways, how did that make me feel? I just kind of laughed it off. I thought it was funny. I was like, oh, so that's what being creepy is. I was stalking someone behind their back. Yeah, anyways. He probably doesn't care. I mean, he has a wife and kid now. And I don't stalk him. Promise. Cross my heart. I mean, I did like a month ago. That's how I found out. Oh my gosh. That's how I found out that he's married and he has a kid. But I mean, I don't like him anymore. Why would I like someone who doesn't like me? It's just kind of like a waste of my time. Anyways, yeah, that concludes the questionnaire, and I hope you enjoyed. I hope you laughed with me. Yeah, thanks for listening if you stayed this long. Wow, it's been 11 minutes. Okay, yeah, thanks for listening.